This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There's the adage, it takes money to make money. An Alabama corollary could be it takes money to recruit jobs. State and local officials recently spent several hundred thousand dollars to attend an international air show in London. They're hoping to recruit new aerospace business to Alabama. And while that's supported by taxpayer dollars, it's the private money involved that has John Archibald particularly bothered. He's a columnist for the Alabama Media Group and joins us now as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, explain this intersection between public officials, private money, and economic development efforts.
Well, it's not just this London trip. I mean, it's a constant thing, really, since we've seen changes in the ethics law. Private money often contributes to some of these efforts, which is great. You know, in some ways it's great, in some ways it's not so great. But you have public money and private money going to lure jobs, which frankly we haven't seen so many of them so far.
And you see, you have public money and private money. They're going to pay for trips. They're going to pay for events. They're going to pay for wining and dining, as you might call it.
That's really one of the things that bothers me. And what really set me off is when you look at the reform of our ethics law. And when I say reform of any law in Alabama, it means trouble in ways. But it basically allows a private industry, private people to pay for the trips, for the wining and dining, for all those things that would be barred under the ethics law and under the old ethics law. So basically it gives you a loophole to say, as long as you call it economic development, you can basically have carte blanche to pay whatever you want. And I fear that it is being abused.
And so what's your fear then about how it's being abused or how it could be abused if it has this Mack truck size loophole of economic development?
Well, you know, the question is, you know, we make a big deal about whether you can go down and give, a gift over $25 to a teacher. And we make a big deal that a lobbyist can only spend $150 on dinners with legislators. But as long as you call it economic development, then the sky is the limit. And it's in many ways a road to corruption. I mean, remember those trips that we had with our Jefferson County commissioners to New York, in which many were indicted after receiving gifts and those sorts of things. But call it economic development, baby, and it's all yours.
Well, Birmingham Mayor William Bell took issue with some of your characterization of that trip to London, the air show, saying that they weren't being pampered, they really were doing work. How about that?
Well, yeah, he did, particularly because it was described to me as sitting in chalets drinking coffee drinking whatever, and really, really objected to that, and that's good. He said there will be results, and I have yet to see them, and I can't wait.
Well, what is the line? What's the distinction that you want to draw? Is this a case of we just pay for everything with public dollars and say that's the way we're going to deal with this ethically?
You know, I think yes. Every time, this is again not just about London, but trip after trip after trip. It's the excuse is, well, we got private money to pay for us. The Saudi government paid for this, or the National League of Cities paid for this. No, if we have reason to go to these things, we're going to have to foot the bill, and they're going to have to justify it.
Also this morning, the news has been filled the last few weeks with stories of children illegally crossing into the United States from Central America. It's a complex issue as they're unaccompanied, often fleeing violence. And Alabama has a part in it because the federal government is considering housing some children at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Now, the discussion among the state's political leaders, though, lacks some compassion in John's view. And John, what is it you hear when you hear politicians talking about this?
Well, of course, the governor and a number of other governors have sent letters to the president saying, you know, don't house them here. It'll tax our resources. It'll tax our education system. It'll tax everything that we have. We can't afford to do this. We have to get them out of here. And it just strikes me as insensitive thing to say we can't take care of these until we figure these very, very complicated issues out. And I just would like us to be a little more thoughtful.
So what would you like to see happen or said around this situation? Is there something from the governor's office that would give you a little more comfort?
I'm the first one to say that I don't have the answers to all the immigration problems, and I really don't know, but we've had thousands and thousands of kids coming here, many from countries that are torn by drug wars created by our demand for drugs. And so I think that dealing with, you know, we have to find a way to deal in a human way with these unaccompanied children. Tough, tough problems, but remember who we are.
Well, finally, Alabama's Public Service Commission hasn't been shy about mixing religion and politics. And this week at a press conference, Commissioner-elect Chip Beaker spoke out against new federal standards designed to cut down on fossil fuel emissions, saying God created coal in Alabama and the federal government should not enact a policy counter to God's plan. Well, John, how does this rank among the numerous religious proclamations by politicians?
Wow. That's a great question. The difference, I think, is usually when our politicians invoke God here, it's God supports me and apple pie and baseball and all that. In this case, it seemed to be saying God supports our policy, so it's free for us to use coal. I guess that applies to marijuana or whatever you want to find.
John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.